From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraq's prime minister has declined an offer from Turkey to take part in the battle for Mosul. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Iraq Saturday to meet with coalition commanders to review and assist the operation to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Turkey has indicated that it wants to have a greater role in the operation. The Iraqi government has said the troops do not have permission to be at the base and called for them to leave. Turkey has refused and said the soldiers will take part in that operation. Before he arrived in Turkey, Carter said he would emphasize the need for Turkey to respect Iraq's sovereignty. The Turkish and Iraqi governments have been feuding about the presence of Turkish troops at the Asia camp north of Mosul, where 500 Turkish soldiers have been training Sunni and Kurdish fighters since last December. The U.S. government continues investigating a cyber attack which spread across the country into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites, including social media group Twitter.
Department of Homeland Security, that is the U.S. government agency that is responsible for monitoring our security in cyberspace and coordinating with the public and private sector to protect U.S. interests in cyberspace, is monitoring the situation, and they'll take a close look at it. But at this point, I don't have any information to share about who may be responsible for that malicious activity.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest. Internet users affected by the outage did experience some sluggish surfing. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is rallying supporters to get out and vote. As he steps up his campaign in the final 3 weeks of the race, Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
More than 4 million people have already voted. Including many people right here in Ohio.
Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the race. The U.S. State Department has released a new batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server, revealing that one document contains classified information. The email contains transcriptions of two telephone conversations that a senior U.S. diplomat had with top leaders from the United Arab Emirates. The documents were not marked classified at the time they were sent. Clinton has been hounded by questions regarding her use of private email instead of a government account. Hopes are fading of finding more survivors following powerful Hurricane Matthew in Haiti, which hit the poor Caribbean island nearly 2 weeks ago. Video provided by the medical aid organization Doctors Without Borders showed how people living in towns in Haiti's ravaged southwest are still waiting for medical care.
We are now already almost 10 days after the hurricane, or a little bit more even, and we still see all those wounds that were inflicted by the hurricane. So that means most of the wounds here are 10 days or more old. It means deep wounds, infected wounds, severe infections also of the deep tissues.
Dr. Ruben Haysendonck is there. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he did not mean he would cut off ties with the United States when he said in China this week that he was separating from the U.S., adding it's in his country's best interest to stay with America. Duterte visited China to announce and attend an economic forum in Beijing, where he declared there would be a possible separation from the United States, both in military and economics, but stopped short of explaining what exactly he intended to do and when. The president of the International Olympic Committee this week urged Tokyo's mayor not to change the rules of the competition after city authorities announced that several changes to the venues for the 2020 Games in order to cut spiraling cost. The budget had been estimated at $15 billion, six times the original cost. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.